This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Aid workers in Sudan say violence, lawlessness, and bureaucracy are making it hard to deliver vital humanitarian supplies to the millions of people in need. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Fierce fighting, rampant looting, and reams of red tape are hampering Sudan's relief effort, aid workers say. More than half the population, or about 25 million people, now need help, the UN says, up from 16 million before the conflict broke out in April. At least 1.2 million people have been internally displaced. Jean-Nicolas Armstrong d'Angelzaire, emergency coordinator for medical aid group MSF, says millions of people in need are out of reach.
There is a lot of problems at the various checkpoints where the trucks are being held sometimes. With the drivers being detained also from time to time.
At least eight aid workers are among the hundreds of people killed in nearly 7 weeks of fighting, while the World Food Programme says food for 4.4 million people is at risk.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. President Joe Biden may sign the bill lifting the U.S. debt ceiling as soon as Saturday, according to the White House. Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said Friday the signing would take place after Congress finishes its work to finalize the bill. The U.S. Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling following months of bickering between Democrats and Republicans. Fitch Ratings said on Friday that the United States' AAA credit rating will remain on negative watch despite the debt limit agreement that will allow the government to meet its obligations.